Magyanatimirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Dina Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha.
There's Achman. I saw even in Japan they have outside the temples, they have a little well of water, and they have these bamboo cups. And everyone comes up and they purify with water before they go in the temple. And the Brahma Sanghita was found by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu when he was traveling in South India. He stopped at the Adi Keshava temple. And there he found a manuscript for the fifth chapter of the Sri Brahma Sanghita. And he asked the temple commander if he could borrow it. And he went and had it copied by hand. That time, the scriptures were copied onto palm leaves using a stylus. They would press and then put it in the sun, and the places where they pressed would turn a darker color. And then he had multiple copies distributed to his favorite disciples. That's been passed down over the generations. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur asked us to enter into this as a regular daily function. And Srila Prabhupada passed the tradition on to us also. For greeting of the deities, we sing the prayers from the Brahma Samhita, but Prabhupada also urged us to recite this regularly. And he especially liked it at these yajñas. In Chicago in 1975, a devotee named Rohini Kumar Prabhu had taught the devotees how to recite the Brahma Samhita and also the Purushottam prayers. Prabhupada was there for an initiation of about 70 devotees and I think six new sets of Gornitai deities for the buses, because the bus program was expanding so rapidly. And afterwards, Prabhupada said that he very much liked the recitation of the Brahma Samhita. So we try to keep this as a part of the tradition for the initiation ceremonies. It brings all auspiciousness. And it contains the conclusion of all Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy. So everyone should recite the Brahma Samhita at least once a day from beginning to end. Ishvara Parama Krishna Sakchidananda Vigraha Anadi Radir Govinda Sarvakarana Karanam Chintamani Prakada Sadma Sukalpa Vriksha Laksha Vriteshu Sudabira Pipalayantam Lakshmi Sahasra Shatasambrahma Sevyamanam Govinda Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Venum Kwanantam Maravindam Dalaya Taksham Barhavatam Samasitam Buddha Sundarangam Kandar Pokoti Kamaniya Vishesha Shobham Govinda Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Alola Chandra Kalasadvana Malyavamshi Radnangadam Praniya Keli Kalavilasham Shyamam Tribanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham Govinda Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Angani Yasa Sakalendriya Vrittimanti Pashyanti Panti Kalayanti Chiram Jaganti Ananda Chinmaya Sadujvala Vigrahasya Govinda Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Advaitam Achutam Anadim Anantarupam Adyam Purana Purusham Navayovanam Cha Vedeshu Dulabhama Dulabhamatma Bhaktau Govinda Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Pantastu Koti Shatavatsara Sambragamyo Vayoradhapi Manaso Munipungavanam Sopyasti Apraparasimya Vichintya Tatve Govinda Mari Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami Ekopya Saura Charitum Jagadanda Kotim
Yachchakirasti jagadanda chayaya dantaha Andantarasta paramanu chayantarastam Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yadbhava bhavitariyo manudhasta taiva Samprapya rupa mahima shayanana bhusha Suktaryameva nigama prititaistu vanti Govindamari purusham tamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasa pratibhavitabhis Tabirya eva nijarupa takakalabhi Goloka eva nivasatyakilatma bhuto Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Premanjana churita bhakti vilochanena Santaksadeva radayeshu vilokayanti Yam shama sundaram achintya gunaswarupam Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Ramari muti shukalani amena tishtan Nanavataram akarod bhuvanesha kintu Krishna swayam samababhat paramapumanyo Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yasya prabha prabhapato jagadanda koti Koti shashesha vasudari vibhuti pinnam Tad brahma nishkalam anantam ashesha bhutam Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Maya hi yasya jagadanda shatani sute Traigunyatat vishaya veda vitayamana Sattvavalambi parasattvam vishuddha sattvam Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Ananda chinmaya rasat matayamanasu Yapraninam pratipalam smarutamupetya Lilayatena bhuvanani jayatya jastram Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Goloka namni nijadamni chaleta tasya Devi mahesha haridama suteshu teshu Tete prabhava nichaya pihitascheyena Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Shristi stiti pralaya sarana shakti reka Chayeva yasya bhuvanani vibharti durga Ichchanu rupam api yasya chatesta tesa Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Shiram yatara vikara vishesha yoga Sanjayate nehitata pratagasti heto Yashambutam apitata samupaiti karya Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Dipachareva hidashantanamabhyupetya Dipayate vrivita hetu samana dharma Yastadrageva hicha vishnu chaya vibhati Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yakkaranarna vajale bhajatisma yoga Nidramananta jagadanda saromakupaha Adhara shaktim avalamya param swamurtim Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yashaikani svisitakala matavalambya Jivanti loma vilaja jagadanda nata Vishnur mahansa hihayasya kala vishesho Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Basvanyatasma sakaleshu nijeshu tejaha Sriyan kiya prakatayatta vitadvadatra Brahmaya esha jagadanna vidhanakarta Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yat para pallava yugam vinidaya kumbha Dvande pranama samaye sakanadi rajaha Vignan vidhantum alamasya jagatrayasya Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Agnir mahi ganganamam mumurudishasya Kalastatatma manasiti jagatrayani Yasmad bhavanti vibhavanti vishanti amcha Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yachchakshuresha sabita sakala grahanam Raja samasta suramurti rashesha tejaha Yasyagnaya brahmati sambrita kala chakro Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Dharmo tapapa nichaya shrutayastapamsi Brahmari kita patagabadayascha jivaha Yadatra matra vibhava prakata prabhavaha Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yastvindra gopam matavendra mahosakarma Bhandaru rupa palabhajanam atanoti Karmani nirdahati kintu cha bhakti bhajam Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Yam krodha kama sahaja praniyari bhiti Vatsalya moha guru gaurava sevya bhavai Sanchintya tassa sadrishintanam apurete Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Govindamari purusham dhamaham bhajami Shriya kanta kanta parama purusha kalpataravo Druma bhumishchintamane garamaitoyamamritam Kataganam natyam ghamanamapivam shipriyasaki Chidanandam jodhi paramapitarasvadyam apicha Sayatra shiradhi sravati surabhibhyashya sumahan Nimeshadyakyo vavrajati nahi yatrapi samayaha Pajeshweta dvipam tamaham yaha golokam itiyam Vidantaste shantakshiti virala charakati paye Ishvaraha parama krishna sakshit ananda vigraha Anadir adir govinda sarvakarana karanam Niti sidbrahma samhita sampurnam
I offer my most humble obeisances to the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who has picked me up from the depths of the material ocean and somehow or other found some use to engage me in the devotional service of the Lord. I offer my obeisances to all my exalted God brothers and God sisters, and to all the members of this great family of Vaishnavas who have dedicated their lives to propagating the holy name of the Lord all over the world. I offer my obeisances to Sri Sri Gornitai, to Sri Sri Radhakirchor Gopinath, and Jagannath Baladev Subhajaji, who are here today to witness this most auspicious occasion of the initiation of our dearly beloved Arusha Mataji. Hare Krishna. And this morning, watching as the devotees set up this Yajna Pit, I was really impressed by the kind of enthusiasm and precision with which they did, which they worked together, which is the hallmark of this community. The devotees love to work together, to be together, and they know what they're doing. And I have to say, this is one of the most beautiful setups I've ever seen. It's simple, but very, very elegant. And our head priest today, I have such appreciation for. He's so pukka in all ways. So the stage is set, and there's a way in this world in which we wait for the auspicious moments when the stage is set, and you can feel the energy where a door is opening. We really have to wait for doors to open for us, because we don't have the power as little jivas to open doors for ourselves. We can knock, and we can wait, and when the door opens, we have to go through. And so today, you're going through that door. And it is a door. In the Shastra, it is said that Dikshakali Bhaktakari Atma Samarpan Shekali Krishna Tari Kari Atma Sam. That Krishna is saying that when one gives this full surrender, and this is the act of surrender as recommended by Rupa Goswami, Adau Guru Vashayam, that out of all the items of devotional service, first one must approach in a humble way and surrender to a guru. And in that way, one is accepted by Krishna. And then Krishna says, at that time, Dikshakali Bhaktakari Atmar Samarpan. Atma Samarpana means that one is surrendering oneself, giving oneself surrender, self-surrender to Krishna. And then at that time, Shekali, at that time, Bhaktakari, Kari Atma Sam. Sam means the same. So Krishna says, that person who comes and surrenders to Guru in the process of initiation that I've set up, that is the tradition over millions and millions of years since the beginning of creation, that person is mine. That person is the same as me, he says. He's in the family. She's in the family. So it's a very momentous occasion, the process of Diksha. And it's described as not just one event, actually, but Bhaktivinoda Thakur describes the process of initiation as pancha samskar, means in the beginning there's tapas, in which one begins to follow rules which keep one pure, and one begins to turn away from the material world, understanding that the entanglement and disillusionment that occur by interacting with the three modes of material nature and with the senses is disappointing. Yehi samsparshaja bhoga dukhayonaya evite adyantavantakonte anate shuramate buddha. An intelligent person, a person who takes to the first stage, tapas, which means turning away from the material world, understands material sense gratification has a beginning and an end, and therefore he or she does not take part in it, and begins to turn his or her attention towards a higher goal in life. Om Tad Vishnu Paramam Param Sada Pashanti Surayaho Diva Vichakshara Tatam Tavipraso Vipanyavo Jagravam Saha Samindate Vishnu Yat Paramam Param. Person's walking in this world, the devotee's walking in this world, but has turned her vision towards the spiritual world. And that's the destination, that's the goal. And then comes Poundra, which means to apply this tilak, urvapundra, to show oneself externally as a Vaishnav. We were on the street yesterday and distributing books, and people say, so what's the thing on the nose? And then you have to explain it. It's the mark of dedication. It's a mark of surrender. It anoints the body as a temple of God. And that's what it means to be a Vaishnav and put on the tilak. Every day we're anointing the body and saying, this is actually a temple for the Supreme Personality of Godhead. And I live my life like that. I treat my body like a temple and not like a woodshed. And after that comes Nama. And what's in a name? Everything's in a name. Our whole system of elevation in Krishna consciousness is dependent on the name of Krishna. And this is altogether reasonable because Krishna and his names are all powerful. Mentioned in the Srimad Bhagavatam by Devahuti, who says, Yanama deha shravanad kirtanad yat smaranad yat pravanad api kuchit svadho pi sadya savanaya kalpate kutak punaste bhagavannu darshanat. She says that one who's engaged in the process of hearing, chanting, remembering, bowing down to the Lord is purified immediately by that touch of the holy name. And then she says, Aho bhatashwa pachato garyanya jivagre vartate namatubhyam te pusta paste juhuvu sasna arya brahmanatru nama grananti ete. That a person who even one time says Hare Krishna, even with the tip of the tongue, doesn't have to be a lot, doesn't have to be all day long, someone just says Hare Krishna, that person, according to Shastra, just on the tip of their tongue, one can understand that such a person has previously performed sacrifices like going to holy places, taking bath in all these sacred places, performed fire yajnas, has studied the Vedas and so forth, because they've come to the conclusion of the Vedas, they're able to say Hare Krishna. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirmed the same thing. Prabhu kahi jarmuke akshun bar Krishna nam she puja sheshta shabakar. He said that that person, I hear one time from their mouth Hare Krishna. That person amongst all the other people in the world is the most worshipable. So the name is so powerful. And aho bata shwa pachato gariyan. She says, Devahuti, that, oh, what a wonderful thing this is, that just by saying the name, the person is qualified as a brahmana. And sometimes people say that no means you're beginning your purification. Next life you can become a brahmana. Then you're considered brahmana. Even nowadays people try to argue like that. But the great acharyas clearly say, no, when one begins the process of chanting Hare Krishna means without offense, which is one enters into the process of chanting Hare Krishna with a vow to avoid offenses, to chant every day. This quality of chanting, this shraddha namabhas, this complete faith that the name will deliver me, more than deliver me, it will bring me all the way to Goloka Vrindavan and take me by the hand and introduce me to the Supreme Personality of Godhead personally. That's what the name will do. Everything. That's the Charyas say, if a person just says the holy name without offense one time, that person is then qualified as a person who can perform Vedic sacrifices. Means their body has changed. Their prarabdha karma has changed. Our body presently is a result of our previous karmas. Now it's fully manifest in this body. But one who can say Hare Krishna, then the body changes. And it becomes, it's no longer a material body, becomes a sadaka deha. It's a body fit to serve Krishna and to perform sacrifices and so forth. Srila Prabhupada gives the example that if you come in and see a high court judge sitting up there on the stand and he's giving out awards and punishments and so forth, you can be sure that he went to law school. So similarly, someone who's determinedly chanting Hare Krishna, you can understand that they've already gone through all the Vedas and they've come to this point of surrender. One can cut to the front of the line. In fact, the whole Vedic process means surrender. Bahunam jamanamante gyanavam mam prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti sa mahatma sudurlabha. After many, many births and deaths, one may become a gyani and figure out that the material world is a big fake out, a colossal hoax, and then starts to pull back. And then such a person then becomes very intelligent and surrenders to Krishna. But there's nothing that says anywhere that you can't cut to the front of the line. You don't have to wait for millions of births. And you also don't have to wait to become a gyani. You can just say, okay, I quit. Like Roberto Duran in his big fight with Tommy Hagler, he just threw in the towel and he said, no mas. I always appreciated that. No mas. And that's what the devotee can just say, no mas, I quit. I'm going to surrender to Krishna, and it's very sweet surrender. So there's this gradation of living entities in the material world. Karmi bhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim yaryur jnaninas tebyo jnani vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastata tebyastha pashupala pankaja drishastha bhyopi siradika preshtat tadvan iyam tadiya sharasi tanna shayat kakriti. Rupa Goswami describes in his Nectar of Instruction of the various classes of people in the universe, of living entities, and their various kinds of condition. And he starts off with the karmis. A karmi actually means somebody who works according to the Vedic instructions in order to get something for himself, to elevate himself to a higher planet. And such persons are very dear to Krishna because they're following the Vedic directions. And they'll be elevated gradually by that process. Karmi pya parito hare priyateya vyaktim yaryur jnaninas. But above the karmi is the jnani, who figures out that I don't need to work so hard in the material world because it's a cycle that I'll just keep going through over and over again. But above the jnani, he says, is the bhakta. And the bhakta means one who figures out that the material world is a mirage. And the karmi runs after the fake water. And then the jnani stops running and says, it's a fake out, so I won't run anymore. But the bhakta figures out where the real water is and begins to drink the real water and knows where to drill to get it. And then, out of all the bhaktas, the ones that are completely surrendered to Krishna are the best. And then he goes on to describe, in the spiritual world, the highest of all the bhaktas are those who are engaged in spontaneous loving service to Krishna in Goloka Vrindavan. We just sang Goloka Namni Nijadamni Tale Tatasya Devi Mahesha Haridama Suteshu Teshu Te Te Prabhava Nichaya Vihitashta Yena Govindamadi Purusham Dhamaham Bhajami. There's all these graded realms from Devi Dham, the Mahesh Dham, but Mahesh Dham is Haridam. About Haridam? Goloka Dham. So there's a place where the devotees have their hearts are melted in love for Krishna, in spontaneous love for Krishna. It has to be a place for them. And that's Goloka Vrindavan. And that is the destination that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came to show everyone in the Kali Yuga, even amidst the clamor. And even amidst those who are completely unqualified to even know what the Vedas are, and have no idea what they are, he just said, here, give it out for free. And he gave out the holy name. So that initiation into Harinam, sometimes people say, what is this initiation to Harinam? It says in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that the holy name is free. There is no initiation. Why should I be initiated? It doesn't wait for initiation, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says. But, at the same time, our acharyas give some commentary to this, and they say that actually, in the age of Kali Yuga, things are so topsy-turvy and polluted that in order to steadily chant the holy name, in order to chant the holy name without offense, we need help. We need to be fortified on all sides. And sometimes people just say, what happened to just chant Hare Krishna? So go ahead, just chant Hare Krishna. Let's see you do it. Just sit and chant Hare Krishna. Okay, go ahead. all day long, chant Hare Krishna. But generally, people's minds wander here and there. There's so much conditioning in the age of Kali that the process is, it must be fortified with help from all sides. And therefore, when one takes initiation from a spiritual master, Haridas Thakur says, then one is also taking the sambandha jnana, or constant reminder of who I am, where I am, and what the goal of life is, and so forth. And also, it's a sign of submission to the holy name. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says that if there's a Vaishnav guru who can give you the holy name, and you can chant it under the shelter of such a guru, to not take it, he says, is an offense to the holy name called Guru Avagna, which we say is the third offense to the holy name, which is to disobey the orders of the spiritual master or to ignore the spiritual master. So if someone says, I'll just do it on my own, that person is not as completely situated as someone who says, I'll work under a Vaishnava, I'll take the holy name under a Vaishnava, and I'll chant under shelter, following the direction of Rupa Goswami also, as I mentioned, Adao Guru Vashramam. In the very beginning, take shelter of a guru and take the chanting of the holy name. And also, in the process of Pancha Samskar, after taking the name and assuming a new name with the Das or Dasi, which means I'm a servant, this is my identity, my new identity. I'm no longer a merchant in the material world, I'm closing up shop here in the material world. Nothing more to see here. I'm going to a different destination, and that means Das or Dasi. Now I'm in a different camp altogether. No more fruitive worker, no more Jnani. I'm one of the Bhaktas. And my destination is going back home, back to Godhead. And then one becomes qualified for taking mantra. And mantra means a particular combination of the same holy name, but it's in a way that liberates us. In fact, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says the mantra, like we take the Gopal mantras, these are mantras that are passed down from one spiritual master to disciple through a chain of disciplic succession, and that we chant privately three times a day in meditation. And these mantras, he said, samsara mochana, they deliver you from the material existence. The holy name, on the other hand, delivers you to the lotus feet of Krishna in the spiritual world. And the holy name reaches down to the lowest person position anywhere in the material world and brings one to the highest destination. But along the way, one needs help. Because to continue chanting the holy name means you have to be in a liberated position. And therefore, the mantra works to help liberate you and allows you to keep chanting the holy name until you can attain the perfect destination, which is leaving this world, going back home, back to Godhead. And I'll prove that the holy name delivers you to the lotus feet of Krishna. Shall I?
Yes.
I'd like to enter into evidence with your permission, permission of the court. This is from Bhaktivinoda Thakur from his Sharanagati. This is the last prayer he offers in the Sharanagati. And this prayer, Sharanagati, a series of very important is just the understatement of the universe. It sounds so banal, but the point is it's a shower of nectarine coming from the powerhouse Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great Paramahamsa Vaishnav, who is showing this way back to Godhead through the path of surrender, sweet surrender. And here's the result. At the very end of the Sharanagati, he says, what power does the name of Krishna possess? My heart constantly burns in the fire of worldly desires, just like a desert scorched by the rays of the sun. The holy name entering the core of my heart through the holes of my ears showers unparalleled nectar upon my soul. The holy name speaks from within my heart, moves onto the tip of my tongue, and constantly dances on it in the form of transcendental sound. My throat becomes choked up, my body violently shivers, and my feet cannot remain still. Rivers of tears flow from my eyes. Perspiration completely soaks my body. All my skin thrills with rapture. My hairs stand on end, and my complexion turns turns pale and discolored. My mind grows faint. I begin to experience devastation, and my entire body is shattered in a flood of ecstatic emotions. While causing such an ecstatic disturbance, the holy name showers liquid nectar on my heart and drowns me in the ocean of divine love of Godhead. He does not allow me to understand anything, for he has made me truly mad by having stolen away my mind and all my resources. Such is the behavior of him in whom I have taken shelter. I am not capable of describing all this. The holy name of Krishna is independent and thus acts on his own sweet will. In whatever way he becomes happy, that is also my way of happiness. The holy name is the bud of the flower of divine love and is the very abode of astonishing mellows. Such is the power he manifests that when his holy name starts to blossom a little further, it then reveals his own divine form and qualities. Thus my heart is abducted and taken directly to Krishna. Blossoming fully, the flower of the holy name takes me to Vraj and reveals to me his own love dalliance. This name gives to me my own eternal spiritual body, keeps me right by Krishna's side, and completely destroys everything related to this mortal frame of mine. The name of Krishna is a transcendental touchstone, a mine of all devotional mellows. It is eternally liberated and the embodiment of pure rasa. When all impediments to the pure chanting of the holy name are taken away and destroyed, then my happiness will know its true awakening. Okay? So, the holy name is everything. Or as Dravida Prabhu says, the holy name of Sri Hari is surely all that be. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, Nam bina kichu nahi ko ora, Chota Bhuvana Maji. There's nothing in the 14 worlds to be had except for the holy name. Nothing to see here. Time to move on. That's what this initiation is. Nothing to see here. Time to move on. Total shelter of the holy name. The holy name is our best friend. The holy name is our deliverer and is the only process in the age of Kali Yuga. There is no other process. So you're coming here today to take this is a momentous occasion, and your qualification for coming here today is Shraddha. You have faith in this process. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been doing strict 16 rounds for at least 4 or 5 years, last 4 or 5 years, strictly. That's hard to do. Through every season of the year, through every up and down in your life, you do your 16 rounds faithfully because you believe in the Guru Parampara. You believe that if I follow in the footsteps of the great acharyas who are passing down this edict that take shelter of the holy name, as it says, but Rupa Goswami says, Nikila Shuti Mali Ratnamala Duti Nirajita Pada Pankajanta Ay Mukta Kaleru Pasimanam Paritastam Harinama Samshrayami. He says that all the Vedas are crowned by the Upanishads, and the Upanishads, if you sneak in early in the morning, you'll see what they're doing. The Vedic Upanishads personified. You want to know what they're doing? Yes. You look through the crack in the door and they're performing a Mangal Arti to the tips of the toes of the holy name of Krishna. They're in there doing Arti. They're all pointing in the same way. Sarva Vedishu Drishyate. If you want to look at all the Vedas and find out, what are they shining light on? It's the holy name. And then Rupa Goswami says, Ay Mukta Kaleru Pasimana. All the liberated souls, the great souls, they're chanting Hare Krishna. And so your faith is, I'm following these great souls. I don't exactly know what the destination will look like, as Bhaktivinoda Thakur says. I don't know exactly how I'm going to make progress at every step, but I have complete and total faith that by continuing to chant Hare Krishna, following in the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, the great Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, Gorkishore Das Babaji Maharaj, Srila Prabhupada, and so forth, by following these great souls and taking what the Shastra says, that this holy name is Krishna personified in sound. Mantra Murti Mamurtikam. Narada Muni says that normally it's very hard to see Krishna. Murti means form, and it also means difficulty. So he says, Mantra Murti Mamurtikam. It's hard to see Krishna, but if you take the sound of Krishna's name and you worship it, then easily you'll be able to see Krishna. Everyone's saying this, and all the liberated souls are doing it, so we're going to do it too. Who cares what anybody else says? We used to go on Sankirtan when we were kids. We were in our teens. We were 17 years old and so forth. We'd be in the airport getting jostled around by business people traveling here and there, and they'd say, get out of our way. We don't have time for this nonsense you guys are. What are you doing? Some kind of stupid thing you're doing here. Religious thing. We're in a hurry. Briefcases flying at us, elbows pushing us out of the way. And they would say, why don't you get a job? And my dear friend Ruchi Das, who was always quick to offer some reply, of course under his breath, not towards the people, because we were totally respectful to everyone we met, he would say, yeah, like, I'll get a job learning how to put the stripes in toothpaste. Or maybe we'll get a job at a cigarette factory. How about that? As if this wasn't the best job in the whole universe, teaching people that just by chanting Hare Krishna, one can attain the highest of position in not just the material world, but in the spiritual world, one can go back to home, back to Gaudiya, to Goloka Vrindavan by the power of the holy name. That's what you have faith in. That's what you're following. That's the line that you're in. And that's why you're here today, to accept this initiation, taking shelter under the process that has been extant for millions of years, coming down from Krishna to Brahma to Narada, all the way down to this present age where we're reaching out to people everywhere and saying, please just take this. Please just take this. So you've taken it. So the initiation today consists of you making vows, which are very powerful vows. It means when you make a vow, evamvrata sva priya nama kirtya jatana rago jitta chuta uchar asatyato rautiti rauti gayati unmadavan rititi lokabhayaha. Lord Chaitanya's spiritual master said, when you take this vrat for chanting Hare Krishna, the vow, it means then as you continue under the shelter of the disciplic succession and trying to avoid offenses, then gradually your heart will melt in love for Krishna. Druta chitta, heart becomes liquefied. And then your life becomes completely auspicious and happy. And then you'll become a mad person. Not that you already aren't, probably. But a mad person for Krishna. And another point is that spreading the holy name on behalf of our exalted disciplic succession, following the footsteps of Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and coming, we're so fortunate to be huddled here at the lotus feet of His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, who epitomized the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to go everywhere, meet anyone, and give them a chance to chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, bring them back to Godhead. Besides just chanting Hare Krishna, we're not Babaji's. We also think 24 hours a day how to give mercy to others. These two combinations are very powerful. This combination is very powerful because when you give mercy, you get mercy. So we give out the holy name to others. We take it ourselves, taste it every day, and continue this vow, and then give it to as many people as possible. So part of your initiation is this Jive Doi Krishna Nam Sarva Dharma Sar. Remember that the essence of all religion is to show mercy to others by loudly chanting the holy name. It means figuring out ways to inject the teachings of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Bhagavad Gita, and giving the chanting process to as many people as you can, giving Krishna prasadam and so forth. if you absorb yourself in this, you become entangled in that. You're in anxiety about how to increase it. And you're under pressure to increase that because you have quotas to make and you're challenging yourself. This will also keep you buoyed in the process of chanting Hare Krishna, because when a devotee dedicates his or her life to helping Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread the Sankirtan movement, then he or she gets special mercy and consideration and is able to chant the holy name much more fluently and without offense. Hare Krishna. So, study the 10 offenses and avoid them, and especially be careful about how you speak, because your tongue is your rudder. Just like on a boat, if you look, you'll see there's a little thing stuck down through the boat, and it looks insignificant, but it actually directs which way the boat will go. And without the rudder, it'll just go in circles. So becoming an initiated devotee also means being a representative of the disciplic succession. And especially what you say is important, and especially avoiding at all costs criticizing Vaishnavas, sadhu ninda. There's no need to. You can simply replace it with glorification of devotees, but always check your tongue, don't let it blaspheme devotees, because it will diminish your ability to appreciate devotees. And when that happens, then it diminishes your ability to chant the holy name and actually to have a taste for the holy name. The holy name will go away from the person who criticizes devotees. So be allergic to it. See this criticism as anathema and go away as fast as you can and don't even listen to it. Right, Kamalini? This is right, isn't it? Purva? Dharmapran? Kaviraj? Okay. So, and the other offense that is mentioned by Acharyas, especially Vishuddha Chakravarti Thakur, which is especially dangerous, he says, is committing sins on the strength of chanting the holy name. Don't think that you're indemnified, and therefore, because you're chanting and you're initiated and so forth, you can do whatever you like. So always consider yourself a neophyte and a fool, and don't act like one, but just consider yourself one, and then be afraid of considering yourself to be entitled to anything. Take everything as special mercy coming from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We're all really proud of you, you know. You're coming forward today, taking initiation is a big deal for all of us. When someone takes initiation, it moves heaven and earth, because making vows and saying, I'm going to do this, as a lot of people, I say this at every initiation, but I like it so much, that people almost do a lot of things. People almost cook dinner for their spouse, but it's probably better you didn't even mention it in that case. But people always come this close. I almost started a company. I had all these great ideas. I could have been an entrepreneur. I thought of that 10 years ago. Big deal. You didn't do anything about it. So it is a big deal when someone does something about it. They say, I'm doing this. I don't care what anybody says. I'm doing it. And I'm going to take initiation. And I'm taking the vows. And I'm saying them right in front of the deities and everybody else. That's like splitting an atom. The power comes out and it spreads all throughout the whole universe. A person who walks around holding that vow, that I vowed to follow this, I'm in the line of disciplic succession from the great acharyas, I'm following them, come hell or high water, I'm following this. That has power and strength, and energy comes from places you can never imagine. So this is an occasion of celebration for all of us, because we all get to bathe in that energy of your vows today that you're going to make in just a couple seconds, honestly. Okay, Vrindavan, would you please come and put on the ceremonial neck beads? Now, these neck beads are, you know, the most beautiful thing that anybody can have. Doesn't matter how you look physically, but if you wear these Tulsi neck beads anywhere you go, you're beautiful. And you're beautiful because these neck beads are a sign that I'm the dog of a Vaishnav. And that's the best job you can get. Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Sharanagati says, that's the job I want. I want to be employed as a dog. So take me to the house of a Vaishnav and put a rope around my neck and then tie me to the porch. And that's where I'm going to live, on the porch below the house of the Vaishnav. And then when the Vaishnavs are up there taking prasad, they'll throw something over the side. And when it lands, that's my food. That's what these mean. I'm the dog of a Vaishnav. And then if anybody comes to bother them, I'll growl and I'll bark and I'll scare them away. And that's the mood of Bhaktivinoda Thakur says, I'm the dog of a Vaishnav. So this Prabhupada said, this is our dog collar, to say I'm the servant of the servant of the servant of the servant a million times removed. And Tulsi is right next to us, and anyone who's keeps close to Tulsi is protected always in their devotional practice. So you would like to take initiation, right? Okay, so I think we're ready. You please come up and you offer obeisances to your spiritual master, and then we'll ask you the vows. Somebody bring the cushion too, so. And an extra microphone, if you have one, it would be appreciated. Okay. All right. Arusha, what vows have you come here today to make before Srila Prabhupada, your spiritual master, the deities, and all the Vaishnavs, the sun, the moon, the air, the directions, time, and everyone? What is the vow coming from your heart? And what are the positive things you want to vow?
I vow to serve my guru as best as I can.
Do what?
To serve my guru as best as I can.
Thank you. And how about chanting?
I vow to chant minimum 16 times every day.
Okay. And also, keep very close to Srila Prabhupada's books. You won't come to the end of them in this lifetime, even if you shut down everything other part of your life and simply dedicated yourself to reading Prabhupada's books. And we're not saying that right now, but I'm just saying, even if you did that, you wouldn't come to the end of it. And Prabhupada said everything he wanted to say in his books, and everything is there complete. So become really absorbed in reading Prabhupada's books. Take some personal vow, not necessarily right now, but in your heart, to connect with Prabhupada's books every day in a certain quantifiable way, because that will guide you properly throughout your life, to have his association through his vani every day. Okay? Okay. Following the eternal principle of parampara, taking Srila Prabhupada's and Lord Chaitanya's order to expand the Sankirtan movement as my life and soul, and depending on their mercy, the mercy of the previous acharyas, and all the Vaishnav devotees of the Lord who are just like desire trees, I'm exceedingly pleased to accept you as my disciple and therefore a grand disciple of His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a member of the Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. May all of the previous acharyas and the ocean of mercy, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, shower you with their grace. I hereby joyfully award you the name Aruna Keshavi Devi Dasi. Aruna Keshavi Devidasi Ki. So, Aruna means the light of the sun, brilliance, And Keshavi is a name for Radharani. So it means the brilliant and ever-compassionate Srimati Radharani, who is devoted to Lord Keshava, Hare Krishna. And now you can offer your obeisances to your Param Guru. Oh, and here is proof of purchase. Hare Krishna.
Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman, Nacharyar Marman.